This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson, and it is a, it's just insane amounts of MMA this weekend. Last night, we were at Bellator 145. We have been with the Bellator crew all week dealing with some of the media stuff. I know you've seen a lot of our action out there on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram. It was really, you know, a good time. Bellator puts on one heck of a show. This was a serious event. Went down last night at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri, Bellator 145. We're going to bring you all the results to that today, and there's some people tweeting. Sorry about that. I just broke radio rule number one. Always turn off your cell phone. But you know what? That's the way it is here in this, you know, it happens on occasion. But, yeah, lots of great action at Bellator 145 last night. We're going to break it all down. We attended all the Media Day events this week. I've got some of the audio that we talked to beforehand. We'll talk a little bit about those. We'll get those going. And, you know, some of our interviews last night after the fights. We will throw a bunch of that out from the press conference, a lot of that media and info that went down. So a lot of good stuff to go on today. Also, tonight we have a big UFC fight. I mean, man, it is all over the place tonight. That's going down in Brazil. So, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. So lot of stuff to talk about. Of course, we'll always bring you our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. So remember to follow us on Twitter, and you can make my phone go off just like those guys did. So, you know, follow me on Twitter, at That MMA Show. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Or if you want to follow me, just go ahead and do a search for Jeremy Johnson MMA Commentator slash radio host, I think is what it is. And that's my personal fan page. So go ahead, give that a like and all that other good stuff out there. We're on Snapchat and we are on Periscope. We'll be Periscoping. You know, we Periscoped some last night. So, you know, all the social media stuff, man, is just crazy. But, you know, there's stuff for the radio station out there too. Indio_radio. Let Kane know how we're doing and that you love everything we're about. Also, you know, you can find us now on the Stitcher app. We are out there, we are on Spreaker, and we may even have some other ones coming up here. So, but of always, of course, you can watch to get the replays on iTunes. So it is what we do, but we are about ready to bring you some big action. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Bellator 145 and some of the interviews that we got beforehand at the Media Day. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up,
just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Again, we were at Bellator 145 last night in St. Louis. Now, we attended all of the Media Day events. We took care of a lot of business, and we sat down with several of the fighters, but we're talking about the winners at the moment. And we had a good conversation with some of the winners on the card. Lots of big stuff. So let's kind of go over what went down. First fight of the night saw the Ultimate Fighter Season 17 alum Adam Sella taking on Irwin Davis, and his name is like Shaleen Irwin Davis. But Sella came out hard in the first round, kind of gassed through the rest of the two. Shaleen put on a clinic in round three and just landed TKOs. Round three loss to Adam Sella, or round three loss for Adam Sella. He's on a bit of a losing streak at the moment here. Lost his last Bellator outing also to Kyle Kurtz via armbar. Round three, 35 seconds of that fight. And then Jeff Crotty and Garrett Gross, what a fight. Now, Jeff Crotty had been on a layoff for almost 2 years. And he took it to Garrett Gross. Gross won the unanimous decision, 30-27 across the board, but we at Impress Row thought it was just going to be an absolute beating, and it wasn't. It was a good fight. Adam Meredith sneaks out the rear naked choke against Jordan Doughty, round one at a minute and 54 seconds. Slick ground guy Adam Meredith is. Trains with Josh Sampo, Alp Oskalik in the UFC. Lots of really good guys there. And then the big boys stepped in the cage. Augusto Sakai versus Alex Huddleston. Now, this one went to unanimous decision, but the interesting thing was is that Huddleston knocked out Augusto at the bell at the end of the fight. I mean, he was flat on his butt, woke up when he hit the ground, but he still won the fight because it went to decision and they did not wave it off. So, A lot of interesting, man. That was a big, big boy battle. I mean, it was a 29-28 all across the board on that one. And then in really what was one of the best submissions of the night, we saw Kane Royer out of the Academy of Courage here in St. Louis defeat Clay Mitchell by a beautiful knee bar submission in round one at 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And then late replacement Foslo Moldenob... God, I hate saying his name. I call his fights in Shamrock FC, too, and I still can't. It's Molbatinovic, I believe is how it's pronounced, defeated Scott Etling by a very slick armbar in round one. And then to end out the preliminary card, Rashard Lovelace defeats Brandon Lowe, round one, 207. Lots of big strikes in that fight. So the preliminary card was huge. It was a base of St. Louis-based fighters. A lot of action went down, though. Again, I missed one. Kyle Kurtz defeated Stephen Mann via triangle choke. A lot of good stuff from Kyle Kurtz. He's been on a roll, or he lost his last outing to a Joaquin Buckley here in St. Louis. Joaquin Buckley, though, is the next big thing in mixed martial arts, guys. I'm telling you now, he is the next big thing. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because coming up next, we are going to be talking to Scott Coker, president of Bellator, about everything that went on this week and all the action. Stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show after a big night at Bellator 145 at St. Louis. It was with a vengeance, and boy, did it have it. So now, we sat down with Scott Coker on Wednesday and talked a little bit about the mixed martial arts scene and what was going on with Bellator. So this was a great interview. We did this at Media Week. This was actually before the fight, so he's got a lot of information here. So stick with us, because here it is, Scott Coker, president of Bellator. This is Jeremy with That MMA Show, and I am talking to Bellator president Scott Coker. Scott, second tentpole event very quickly here in St. Louis. Now, talk about what has brought you back so much to this town.
I mean, if you think about the history of promotions like Bellator, or even before Bellator Strikeforce, we've always had great success here. I personally love St. Louis as a fan of the city. And I was telling this to Jesse last night, man, you know what? I love coming here and promoting fights. It's just, you know, it's just a great city to kind of cruise around in, great restaurants, great hotels. So to me, it's like, you know, it's a great situation for us. Jesse has been an amazing resource, and he's, you know, welcomed us in open arms. So, you know, it's worked, and we're going to continue building St. Louis. We've come here twice this year. Next year, we're scheduled to come back twice. And in 17, we're scheduled to come back twice. So we're going to be here quite often.
So with that then, what is your, so far on the card, what are you thinking is your favorite fight for the St. Louis-based one?
That's a tough one, man. I mean, of course you know all the, boy, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, I can't pick one, man, honestly, because they're all so different, but they all have, you know, such great talent on both sides, and they're so evenly matched, you know. I mean, if you want to see a slugfest, I think you watch this fight, right? If you want to see a tactical, you know, submission game versus like a really slick MMA fighter, then you watch the Held versus Will Brooks fight and the Pitbull fight. I mean, Pitbull almost lost the last fight. Think about that. He was about to get submitted in the fourth round. I mean, but he was about to lose the fight. Then he gets a submission in on Strauss. So, man, I'm telling you, I'm just gonna sit back. I'm just gonna watch this event as a fan and just enjoy the whole thing. So to me, that's how I'm going to look at it. But as far as picking one, I just can't do it. There's like five amazing fights from top to bottom, and it's a stacked card.
Now, I'm probably you're tired of hearing it already, but of course there was the altercation that went down between Will Brooks and the Pitbull brothers. Now, as a president of a company, that is a hard one to deal with. But what happens in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, it's a civil matter at this point. You know, the police are involved, right? And you know, we're going to see what happens with that, and then we're going to make some moves and figure something out. But you know, when you cannot come into you know, to a town and think you can strike someone else and hit someone else, it's not illegal, let alone, you know, have a league ruling on it. It's not legal. You're going to go to jail. So I haven't seen the video because I just got here, but when I take a look at the video, we'll be talking to the police, and then we'll take it from there.
So now let's end it on a good note, though. With that, what is next for Bellator overall? Big things with the Dynamite card. Tell us what's next.
Well, I tell you, on Friday night we have a big announcement, which I obviously can't tell you right now, but it's going to be a big announcement, and it's going to be something that I wanted to put together for a little bit, and it's going to be one of our first big fights of next year. But it's something that people have to tune in and watch Spike TV, watch Bellator on Spike on Friday night, and you'll hear the announcement live.
All right, Scott, thank you so much. A lot of information there from Scott Coker, president of Bellator. So, all right, guys, stick with us because coming up we are going to be talking to Bellator winner Bobby Lashley. We're going to go a little over the main events or the main card, and we'll talk to a few of the winners coming up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show with our Bellator 145 wrap-up that all went down last night in St. Louis and on Spike TV. Now, this card kicked off with five big fights. A couple of hometown favorites in this one, definitely. Emmanuel Sanchez taking on Justin Lawrence. Now, Justin Lawrence is from here in the St. Louis area, and he was a definitive fan favorite. But let me tell you, Emmanuel Sanchez and Justin Lawrence put on a war. Comes down to a split decision for the win there for Emmanuel Sanchez, who definitely played Sawyer to the hometown Justin Lawrence. And then we moved on to Bobby Lashley defeating James Colossus Thompson. Now, Bobby Lashley is one of the fastest heavyweights I have ever seen. Thompson suffered a hamstring injury in that fight. He basically got taken down, did the splits, and it was just a terrible thing. Round one, 54 seconds, TKO via punches. Now, by far the biggest entrance of the night was Michael Chandler taking on Dave the Caveman Rickles. Now, if you have never seen a Dave Rickles walk-in, it's hilarious. I mean, it's just absolutely hilarious. And Michael Chandler is literally a phenom here in the Midwest. And so Michael Chandler, the crowd went absolutely ballistic. This was an incredibly bloody fight that saw Michael Chandler completely controlling the action. It was an absolute beating going into round two. Now, a lot of big punches landed. Rickles ended up on the bottom. Michael Chandler is just landing the ground and pound. Referee stops the fight. 3 minutes and 5 seconds into round two. A lot of action there. Now, Will Brooks versus Marcin Held for the co-main event was one of those fights that a lot of the crowd didn't like it. There was a lot of booing going on in this fight because Will Brooks kept the fight on the ground. Well, what we found out in the press conference afterwards is that Will Brooks got caught in a knee bar and actually popped his knee. So, he said Big John McCarthy heard it, but he did not scream, so he did not submit. He said, I could not post anymore whenever I went to throw the punches, so I had to get the fight to the ground, and that's why it ended up the way it did. But he was able to retain his title with a unanimous decision. Good fight, good strategy by Will Brooks. I don't care whatever you say. I know that for the average fan, the fight on the ground is boring, but that was a very technical battle for positions. It was a great fight. And then Patricio, the Pitbull Fury, taking on Daniel Strauss. This was the third time that these guys had gotten the cage and let it out. Pitbull won both of the times before. This time it was not meant to be, as Daniel Strauss stepped up his game in this fight and took out the Pitbull by unanimous decision. Now, I had this fight. It went all five rounds. I had Daniel Strauss winning all but the last round. Amazing fight, though, for Daniel Strauss and for Pitbull. It was a great back-and-forth fight. A couple of eye pokes, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. Lots of big action in that fight. And so now we have a new champion in Daniel Strauss. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because coming up, I am going to play a couple of interviews that I did with Bobby Lashley and maybe a couple others. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. As we said, now Bobby Lashley had a big outing last night, and we stopped and talked to him at media on Wednesday. So here is our interview with Bobby Lashley. He has a lot of great things to say. He was able to take out James Colossus Thompson. A lot of bad blood there, but it was a great fight. So talking right here to Bobby Lashley. This is Jeremy with That MMA Show, and I am here with Bobby Lashley. Bobby, how does it feel to be back in St. Louis so soon? Great outing last time. Back again for more.
It feels great, man. St. Louis is kind of my area. You know, I grew up around here. I went to school around here. So I spent a lot of time here. A lot of family, friends, and fans that I just want to come back to. It was a great ovation last time when I fought, so I'm just kind of excited to get back out here and do it again.
So now we finally see that James Thompson is sitting across the room from you. Do you feel that it's finally going to happen?
I don't know. He still has 2 days to back out. We're going to see it. From the looks of it, he's just been running his mouth and joking around about it, so I don't even think he's taking it serious. So we'll see if he actually makes it through.
So talk me through then, what has training camp been like? Your last fight, I mean, was only a few months ago. So, I mean, were you right back in the gym?
Yeah, man. I don't take too much time off. I'm not one of those people, like, when I wrestled, I mean, we wrestled every week. So same with here, you know. I don't want to take too much time off and let my body go down and have to build yourself back up. I like to just kind of play with stuff. So even after my fight, I went back to the gym. I'm still hitting mitts. I still go up there and start working a little ground game stuff. Stuff that's not very impactful on my body. I took a little vacation, let my mind de-stress a little bit, but then back in the gym and just working out and getting ready for what's next.
So now talk about what we're going to see from Bobby Lashley on fight night.
We don't know. It's still a fight. I mean, we have a couple game plans and some things that we want to do. But at the end of the day, you know, when you go out there, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And we don't know what's going to happen. You just got to make things happen. So we have a little bit of game plan. But, you know, if we have to stay away from that game plan because things change, then we're ready for it.
So now, with your background in professional wrestling and wrestling, what are you thinking of the Kurt Angle signing?
Well, he's just coming to sign. I mean, Kurt's a good friend of mine. Anything Kurt wants to do, I'm 100% for. I think Kurt's a phenomenal person. I think he's a phenomenal athlete. And if he thinks he has something left in it to come do some fighting, you know, I'm all for it. I'll get in his camp and I'll help him train.
So what can we expect in Bobby Lashley in the future? What is your next move after this fight?
We need to get a title. That's what we want. We want to get a title. That's what we're all here for. The heavyweights are out there. The heavyweights are open, and there's a handful of us that are winning matches and moving forward. So hopefully then we can have a title shot. That's what we want.
So is that what you want after this?
There's a couple things in the work, I think. I don't know for sure, but just based on what the media has been asking me in the last media, in the last few weeks of media questions, I think that they have some plans for me. So I'm just hoping for whatever they want to do.
So we're all talking about the Kimbo thing. I know that that's what everybody's talking about. Are you tired of hearing it?
You know what?
You can be honest.
I'm not really so much tired of hearing it. I'm just focused on what I have right now, because there's always stuff that gets thrown at me where it's away from what I'm doing right now. So I let those things come in, but I let them go out at the same time. And I just try to focus on what I have in hand. And what I have in hand is a fight. I mean, it's not going to be an easy fight. I mean, Thompson, he's a tough guy. So I have to go out there and I have to keep focused on what's in hand. And then after that, when that fight's over, then we move to the next one. We move to the next one. We go and talk to Scott. Where are we going now? Are we doing Kimbo? Are we doing a title fight? What are we doing? And then we refocus and retrain.
All right. Thank you so much, Bobby.
My pleasure.
Good stuff with Bobby Lashley. All right, guys, stick with us because we are going to bring you our favorite segments. The week that was, our Twitter shout-out, and, of course, our calendar of events coming up next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, if you have not seen all of the stuff that we put out last night, go check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. We have kind of the crown jewel picture of every fight that went down last night from our good friend Jimmy Range. But, you know, it's time for those things, our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. So we are starting out the week that was with this. We got a lot of information last night about the big New Year's Eve show that's going to go down between the new former promotion and with Bellator. We got to talk to a little bit with Gabby Garcia last night. Let me tell you, that's a big girl. I had no idea. I'm 5'10", 185 pounds, and she dwarfs me. I mean, just dwarfs me. It's amazing to see. But she is going to be taking on a former pro wrestler who has never fought in MMA, who has never fought in any kind of true combat sports. And I know that there's professional wrestler guys out there. I get it. You guys are athletic actors. And I'll say it. Other than Brock Lesnar, you know, and Kurt Angle, I can't guess because he was an Olympian. Bobby Lashley, you know, he was a legit wrestler at one point in time. But I'm saying these guys, you know, they're predominant actors, and they do great jobs. They make $1 million. Love it. But anyway, this woman has no idea what is in store for her with taking on Gabby Garcia in the New Year's Eve event, which they're calling Breakfast with Fedor, we have learned. That will be an awesome one. So interesting there to start off the week that was. And then also this week, we have a lot of UFC action that is going to go down tonight in Brazil. This is a big one. I mean, it's UFC Fight Night 77, Belfort versus Henderson 3 with, I mean, just a packed main card. Corey Anderson taking on Fabio Maldonado, Gilbert Burns versus Rashid Moldved, Piotr Hallman taking on Alex Oliveira, Thomas Almeida taking on Anthony Berchek, and the co-main event, Patrick Cummings taking on Glover Teixeira, with the main one being Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson. This is on Fox Sports 1, guys. I mean, that's pay-per-view worthy, so a lot of good stuff there. Now, also, this week in the week that was, we had a little bit of really interesting more Bellator news, and that is we are going to see Royce Gracie taking on Ken Shamrock 3. This will go down February 19th at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, and I will tell you right now, I'm going to that show just because I love a good old school fight, and that will be a fun one to see. So, all right, that is going to do it for our week that was. And this week, our Twitter shout out goes out to Jimmy Range. So go follow him at Jimmy Range. He is our staff photographer here at That MMA Show. He did some amazing shots last night of the Bellator 145 action for us. So go check him out. Let him know that you heard all about it on That MMA Show. He is at Jimmy Range. That brings us to our calendar of events, which, of course, tonight, UFC Fight Night 77, Belfort versus Henderson 3. That's all on Fox Sports 1 and on Fight Pass from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And then on the 13th, ONE Fighting Championships, the Pride Alliance. It's an online pay-per-view from Singapore. That will be a fun one. Also on the 13th, Legacy FC 48 from Lake Charles, Louisiana, down on Access TV. And then November 14th, UFC 193, Rousey versus Holm from Melbourne, Australia, on pay-per-view. Also on November 14th, it will be Shamrock FC XFN 5 will go down from Lumiere Place Casino in St. Louis, also on pay-per-view. Check that out at shamrockfc.com. Then we have World Series of Fighting 25. It is their 8-man lightweight tournament, which will go down on NBC, SN, and MMA Junkie. That will be from Phoenix, Arizona, and that is going to do it for our calendar of events. So, all right, guys, stick with us, because coming up next week, we will tell you what's going to happen right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Thank you so much again for joining us on our big Bellator 145 wrap-up show. We want to thank all of the guys in Bellator, man. We had a great time this week with them. Hung out, did a lot of media stuff. Hung out, did a lot of fun stuff with them, too. So always a good time. If you ever have the ability to go see live MMA action, you need to do it, especially the big shows. Bellator, UFC, you know, all of these guys put on amazing fights. It is just something to behold, especially the arena fights. If you can make it to one of the Bellator tentpole events, like they call them, it is a lot of fun. Also, go see some local MMA action anytime that you can, because those are the guys that are working to make it to the big shows, and maybe you'll see them whenever they were, you know, before they were somebody. So, all right, guys. Remember to always, again, follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. That is how we keep you updated during the week on everything that's going on in the world of mixed martial arts. You can also now listen to our show on iTunes. You can listen to it on the Spreaker app. You can listen to it on Stitcher. I want you guys to go out and favorite those for me, please. I need as many as I can. We got some big things in the works here, and we need to show that we have a great big listening audience, and we appreciate everything that you guys do. Whether you're listening live right now on Indio Radio or listening in podcast form, we appreciate anything and everything that you guys do to help us, and the fact that you listen makes me really happy. So, all right, with that, guys, next week we are going to have a whole lot more mixed martial arts action. We are going to break down UFC Fight Night Belfort versus Henderson 3. We're going to go all through it. We're going to talk and update the next step for Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm, as that will go down on November 14th. It'll be that night, so we'll talk all about that also. It's just going to be a big, big night of fights, so keep up with us on social media. We're on Snapchat at Real That MMA Show, man. We got a lot of action, though, from Bellator last night. I greatly appreciate meeting everybody out there. I got stopped in the crowd from people who listen to the show, who have seen me broadcast for Shamrock FC. You know what? You come up, tell me, hey, you know what? I want to take a picture. I want whatever, man. I will do whatever it is. Go like my fan page. It's Jeremy Johnson, MMA commentator, radio host. Like us on Facebook. Like I said, That MMA Show is out there all over the place. So, all right, guys, that is going to do it. We got to get out of here. So, as always, remember, we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody tell me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane.
Start it up.
Just turn it up.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.